this morning is our gospel reading from Mark chapter 7. You may be seated. We live in incredible and amazing times. Don't you believe that? This is an incredible and amazing time for a lot of different reasons. But as I was thinking about how amazing it is, this time that we live in right now, I was thinking about how it differs from times past. When I was young, if someone had a phone in their car, it meant that they were extremely wealthy, didn't it? And now almost every one of you sitting out there has a phone tucked into your pocket and you don't think a second thought about it. The first computers would take up entire rooms. And now that same phone that's in your pocket right now is 1,000 times faster than any of those ever were, and that much smaller. It was just 50 years ago that people marveled at astronauts flying to the moon. And now no one goes to the moon anymore. Not because we can't, but because it's really not that big of a deal. Didn't it used to be that that set of encyclopedias that sat there on your family's bookshelf was the source of all knowledge? And now our news and our information comes at us 24/7 in ways that we couldn't even possibly have imagined a couple of decades ago. Intelligence used to be conveyed through the traditional method of teaching and of learning. And now our intelligence is produced artificially. These are incredible times in which we live. But what seems the most amazing of all of this to me is that really none of it seems to amaze us anymore. New discoveries and technologies happen so often that they no longer surprise us. People are stuck on the International Space Station because their space shuttle that they used to get up there wasn't working correctly, and we're just going to send another one up there so that in a couple of months it can bring them home. How does that not amaze us? And don't we really only take notice of the amazing things around us when they stop working? Like when that internet page that you really need to see takes 3 seconds to load? Do you remember what it used to be? Or when the Wi-Fi goes out in the middle of the Red Sox game? That really gets me. When the convenience of all of this amazing stuff lets us down, that's when we take notice. Which begs the question, what would it take to amaze you? It seems that many times we also lose this sense of amazement when it comes to our God. Were you amazed when I read the gospel reading to you this morning? I tried to give it a little bit of an extra emphasis today in hopes that you would absolutely be amazed by what was happening there. Were you absolutely astonished? Or were you not? When you heard about those friends who brought that man to Jesus. And if you weren't, or if you're not, when you hear anything that Jesus has done, maybe you're not paying close enough attention. Because what Jesus has done and what God continues to do in your life today is amazing. So let's start off with what he did for that man who was deaf and who had a speech impediment. Without a word, with just a word, Jesus heals that man. And his ears were opened, and his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. It certainly strikes me the fact that Jesus does this for this man. But what's also incredible about this account is what Mark says about those who were there and who witnessed this event. This is what Mark tells us. "And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, 'He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak.'" Those who saw this happen recalled those very words that we just heard from Isaiah 35. That when God comes again, when he sends the Savior, the Messiah, these are the things that are going to happen. The deaf are going to hear, the mute are going to speak, the lame are going to run and jump. These people see Jesus as the fulfillment of that prophecy. And they were so amazed that they couldn't keep their mouths shut about what Jesus had done for them. In contrast, though, it's awfully easy for us to keep our mouths shut about God. Maybe it's because we weren't there. Maybe it's because we didn't actually see it happen with our own eyes. Maybe we've heard the account so many times that it just doesn't blow us away anymore like it did the first time that we heard it. Are we no longer amazed by God? It's so easy to talk about. It's so easy to start up a conversation about the weather, isn't it? Or about the Packers who played in Brazil on Friday night. We could have a long conversation about that this morning, I'm sure. But will you strike up a conversation with someone about the fact that Jesus healed a man who was deaf and who had a speech impediment? Will you share with your neighbors the insights that you received the last time that you opened up your Bible and read it? The word that we translate as deaf here in this account can also be translated in a couple of other ways. It can be translated as dull or blunt. I wonder if we might not be more like this deaf man that Jesus healed than we'd like to admit. Has our faith become dull? Does the message of salvation through the work of Jesus Christ no longer strike us as the amazing news that it once did? Does your conscience bother you less and less when you've done something wrong? Maybe lying on your taxes or to your spouse has become easier and easier over time. Viewing inappropriate content produces less guilt for you than maybe it once did. Maybe attending church or Bible study or just reading your Bible seems like more of a chore than it used to be. When our hearts become deaf to the amazing work of our God, it's no wonder that our faith begins to become dull. If this is happening to you, there's only one thing that you need to do. There's only one place that you need to go. And it's the exact thing and the exact place that this deaf man's friends take him to. They bring him to Jesus. They begged him to lay hands on him. And when they brought him there, the word that Jesus speaks opens this man's ears and loosens his tongue. God didn't just work in that way when Jesus was physically here on earth. God still works that way today. Our Lord still works in people's lives through his word. It's why we're always encouraged to worship and to be in the word as often as possible. Come on over to Bible class after worship today, where we're going to introduce for you an opportunity to easily incorporate the word of God into your daily life. Through his word, Jesus speaks powerfully into our lives. And he does it in the same way that he spoke to that deaf man. We might not literally need our ears to be opened. Each one of us that is sitting here right now can physically hear the words that are being spoken, but we certainly do need our hearts and our minds to be opened. And when they are opened to God's word, what we hear is two things. We hear his law, which exposes our spiritual deafness. And then after we've heard that law, after that deafness has been exposed to us, what we hear is his gospel. And in that gospel, he tells us the story of his great love for us, which was sealed and delivered at the cross. And with that message, he's able to open every heart. He's able to make our ears, which are dulled by sin, hear clearly the good news of his love and his forgiveness. And that's a message that should never cease to amaze us. Even though we've heard it before and we'll hear it again and again, it should be new and it should be real to us every single time. And it should remind us of how God has worked this love and this forgiveness for our good. How he brought you through that surgery. How he led you to recovery. How he led you to your spouse. And how he gave you your children. How he walked with you through the valley of sorrow at the loss of a loved one. How he preserved you when it seemed like the worst was sure to happen. Only you know fully all the ways that God's work has been amazing in your own life. Maybe only you know, but don't forget it. And be prepared for all the amazing things that he still has in store for you. Not only in this life, but in eternity as well. Because the eternal beauty and the joy and the delight of heaven is definitely going to amaze you. In our text, the people who saw Jesus and what he had done were so amazed by his healing miracle that they too had their tongues loosed. They couldn't stop talking about what they had seen Jesus do. As God amazes you with all that he does for you, may you too have your tongues loosened so that you can't help but talking about all the things that God has done for you. Because God is doing amazing things in your life. It's not simply something that he has done in the past. He continues to walk with you. And if your eyes are opened and your mind is willing to see and to hear, you're going to notice all of the amazing things that he continues to do for you. And he says to all of us, that very same word that he said to that man, that deaf and mute man, he says, Ephphatha, be opened. Open your eyes. Open your ears. Open your mind. And you will be amazed. You'll be amazed by all that God has done for you in Christ Jesus. And then go out and tell the world about it. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.